The Wildcats basketball team shocked Texas High in Texarkana as the Wildcats got a 53-49 win Tuesday night. I talked with a very happy Wildcats basketball coach, Clark Cipolletta.
It was just a great game, and it was a pleasant feeling that we've been working so hard and to see it pay off. You know, we put together some good quarters against some other teams, and we just haven't put four quarters together, and it felt real good, and I felt proud for the kids last night that we were able to do so. So,
after getting within 2 points going into the fourth quarter, I think you fell behind by maybe six or something with about halfway through the quarter, and then the team comes rallying back all the way back to get into the lead.
Absolutely. There was a change of pace there. They're up about six with three or so minutes to go, and all of a sudden they spread it out. We're running a zone. And all of a sudden, we have to come out and man them up. So we went to a little trap, and we actually had some success running it. Got a few turnovers, which led us to the other end, and got us some easy points. So that was kind of a turning point for us.
Still, the Texas High gets the ball. They're down only by two right at the end, and I guess Bubba Hall has the play of the game for you to kind of put a bow on it for you.
Absolutely. Well, we're actually up two. Kane gets fouled, misses an N1 that should have, it was close. I mean, I thought it was going to fall. That would have put us up four plus a free throw. Well, he misses both free throws. So they get a chance to tie it. They go down and miss it. And then Garrett Jones gets the ball. He gets fouled. Well, now he has a 1-on-1. He misses it. Well, they get about 11 seconds left, and they call timeout. They have it out about half court, and they run a play. We switch defenses. We went man on them. And all of a sudden, they pass it in, and Bubba just picked it. Took it to the house and laid it up and sealed the deal. So it was a big, big win for everybody.
Yeah, I know the bus just probably floated home last night. And it had to be a great feeling.
Oh, absolutely. I've never seen a group of guys so excited, you know, and just going back to all the effort and time they put in, just a really proud moment for us. So,
who were your top scorers?
Dugan, he had 13. Kane had 23. Bubba Hall had six. I thought Keontae Dunn, he came back. It was his first game back. He played well, had about five or six assists, gave us some big minutes. Simeon did well. And Garrett, he played really well. He handled the pressure. I kind of rely on his shoulders to run my point guard in pressure situations, and he did a really good job getting us into our offense. So, overall, it was a great team effort.
It kind of puts you back in the playoff race. It puts you on the edge to where you're right there, getting close.
Absolutely. I told him it puts us right back into the hunt, right where we need to be, and got to take care of business this Friday night against Mount Pleasant. That would be another huge win for us, so hopefully we can do so.
Yeah, you've got them in the home gym, and we've played very, very well. We've had some great effort against some teams at home, and again, we can just get that four total quarters going against Mount Pleasant, we ought to have a good chance.
Absolutely. I hope this is a turning point for us, you know, to see what we can really accomplish. I think we've kind of been flirting with it a little bit, you know, how good we can actually be, and hopefully this gives our guys the confidence in order to do so.
KSST Sports.